This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas said Saturday it was reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza as Egypt intensified efforts to broker a deal to end the months-long war and stave off a planned Israeli ground offensive into the southern city of Rafah. Senior Hamas officials gave no details of Israel's offer but said it was in response to a Hamas proposal 2 weeks ago. Negotiations earlier this month centered on a six-week ceasefire proposal and the release of 40 civilian and six hostages in exchange for freeing hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. A separate Hamas statement said leaders from the three main militant groups active in Gaza discussed attempts to end the war. It did not mention the Israeli proposal. A glitzy election year roast by U.S. President Joe Biden has drawn journalists, celebrities, and politicians, but also hundreds of protesters against the war in Gaza. The annual White House Correspondents Association dinner was taking place in Washington Saturday. This year's dinner was being held in the face of a call for journalists to boycott it, given the killings of Arab journalists covering the war in Gaza. Protesters ran after guests in tuxes and long dresses hurrying into the dinner, chanting, "Shame on you." Biden's speech, which lasted around 10 minutes, made no mention of the ongoing war or the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Sudanese paramilitary forces have been encircling the only capital they have not captured in the Western Darfur region. That's according to the United Nations, warning that an attack would have devastating consequences for the city's 800,000 inhabitants. At the same time, the UN said the rival Sudanese armed forces appear to be positioning themselves. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres again called on the paramilitary rapid support forces and government forces to refrain from fighting in the North Darfur. This is VOA News. Russia launched a barrage of missiles against Ukraine overnight in attacks that appear to target the country's energy infrastructure. Meanwhile, Russia said its air defenses had intercepted more than 60 Ukrainian drones over the southern Krasnodar region. Ukraine's Air Force said Saturday that Russia had launched 34 missiles against Ukraine overnight, of which 21 had been shot down by Ukrainian air defenses. In a post on Telegram, Minister of Energy said that energy facilities in the south of the country and in the west had been attacked and that an engineer had been injured. Flooding and heavy rains in Kenya have killed at least 70 people since mid-March. That's according to a government spokesperson. It's twice as many as were reported earlier in the week. The East African country has seen weeks of heavy rains and severe flooding in Kenya's capital, as well as in the country's western and central regions. Kenya's government spokesperson on Friday refuted claims that hundreds of people have died in the ongoing flooding and said that the official tally now stands at 70 dead. Residents began sifting through the rubble Saturday after a tornado plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska, demolishing homes and businesses as it moved for miles through farmland and into subdivisions, then slamming an town. Dozens of reported tornadoes wreaked havoc Friday in the Midwest, causing a building to collapse with dozens of people inside and destroying and damaging at least 150 homes in Omaha alone. No fatalities were reported, and fewer than two dozen people were treated at an Omaha area hospital. Burkina Faso suspended the BBC and Voice of America radio stations for the coverage of a report by Human Rights Watch on a mass killing of civilians carried out by the country's armed forces. Burkina Faso's communications spokesperson said late Thursday that both radio stations would be suspended for 2 weeks and warned other media networks to avoid reporting on that story. According to the report published by Human Rights Watch on Thursday, the army killed 223 civilians, including 56 children in villages accused of cooperating with militants. The report was widely covered by the international media, including the Associated Press. Burkina Faso has a once peaceful nation and has been ravaged by violence and has pitted linked Al-Qaeda groups and the Islamic State group against state-backed forces. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.